Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we're hearing from the Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Judy.
So what are you talking about today?
Well, I thought I would share with listeners an opportunity that Lauren, our horticulture agent, and I participated in about 2.5 weeks ago. And most people probably know by now, because I've mentioned it before, but it's been a while, that I am one of the co-leaders for our K-State Research and Extension Stress and Resiliency Team. And so we had this opportunity to participate in a training called COMET, which stands for Changing Our Mental and Emotional Trajectory. This was developed by a group out of Colorado, and it's from the High Plains Research Network. So community members kind of in Eastern Colorado, faculty from the University of Colorado, as well as Colorado State University Extension faculty. So they came together and developed this curriculum. And this curriculum is based on 7 questions and their statements to help anyone start a conversation with someone who might be dealing with a mental health or emotional issue. So when Lauren and I got trained, they really talked about how they developed the curriculum, why they used COMET. It's really based on the fact that most of the time we're in a place of maybe wellness with our mental or emotional health, but there are times when there are situations in life that occur and we're really at a vulnerable state emotionally and mentally. And so this is based on the fact that we can be that other person. Community members have the ability to be that caring person, to ask questions, to help that person in that vulnerable space, and change the trajectory from maybe going on to crisis back to a place of wellness and their mental and emotional health. And so again, this training is based on 7 questions. And for some people, it may be really natural to show care and concern. And this really is based on the fact that we know our friends, our family members, our colleagues, and reading those body language, noticing that maybe their hygiene is different, maybe they're not coming to coffee as often as they used to, maybe just their general sense of happiness is not there like they normally are. So noticing those signs and then asking those questions and being willing to kind of walk alongside them through that, checking on them, providing some resource. Oftentimes we hear people talk about needing someone to share with in confidence, but really showing that care and concern for someone else, noticing the differences in them and having that conversation with them and realizing that maybe the first time that we ask them, they're not ready to talk about it. But again, sharing with them, I care about you. I'm concerned about you. I'm here with you. And let's walk through this together. So Lauren and I will be providing some trainings in 2025. We haven't yet scheduled those. But at this point, Judy, I would say if anyone is interested, they can certainly call our office. And I will say, of course, that we are closed until January the 2nd. But certainly you can give us a call at 785-229-3520.
This time of year, with things being so busy, and it's easy to overlook things. Mm-hmm. And if you see a friend that's struggling,
yes,
it's nice to know that you can plant a seed of, I'm here if you want me to be here.
Yes.
So that is great, and I look forward to those conferences. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredizine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent Caitlin Barthol.